Hello, everyone. My name is Grant, and you are listening to Whiskers. We share knowledge regarding SeaQuest. Like we said last time, there is no full episode this week, but this whole time I have been squirreling away little outtakes to put together a bonus episode for just a time like this. Little diversions and sidebars that I wanted to keep that I thought people might want to hear, but also thought they were a little too much for the pacing of the episode from which they were taken. Yes, even this show does have a line. So now I'm going to play all those clips and I hope you like them. Here you go. Who are you thinking? I'm thinking of Ford and the engineer lady.
Later? Yeah, there'll be them. It's definitely implied that Bridger is getting it on with some people throughout the show.
Bridger and Westphalen,
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
They seem so chaste to me.
Are you forgetting at, like, the end of the season, like, Lucas interrupts them, like, hot and heavy?
Yeah, I guess I am forgetting
that. Okay. Yeah, that's, like, a whole scene. Okay. They were, I mean, their clothes are still on, but, like, they were, like,
well, yeah, it's
they got interrupted.
The show airs on the Lord's Day. We have to...
They overlap with you.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at, on our Disney trip, 2020, right before COVID happened, there were people we sat next to at a restaurant.
Yes.
Who then we ended up on the Skyliner with because they were at our hotel and we ran into like four other times in passing.
They were very
and
nice.
It became like a, we noticed and we
buddies.
A little wave. Did we ever speak to each other? No.
Just that time in the Skyliner.
Yes.
That's it.
But it's, that's what happens in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in, you pass the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on a submarine, it's the same people.
Closed system, yeah. I think maybe the first sex scene I ever saw was Terry Hatcher and Superman.
Oh, man. Goodness.
I mean, Sunday evening family show sex scene.
Yeah.
Like floating over the bed under the covers.
Mm, okay.
Because it's Superman.
Yeah.
However, this...
Let's share the knowledge. I need to think that through. Word world type theme. Let's share the knowledge. Let's share it good. Welcome to the place. We share knowledge. Let's share knowledge. Woo! We've got friends who don't know shit. So we've got some work to do. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
No one else needs to, but you did. And so I think... They should take that and then use that choreography. Which one am I thinking of? One of the numbers. It's the one where they're all like grabbing at him and stuff.
Yeah. Can you touch me and heal me, Christ?
Yes, that one. Yeah. That one. But it's like this they're all doing the sexy times around him.
Sure. All right.
I think it would work. Not saying anyone would come see my show, but I think it would work.
They might come while making it. So,
this just reminded me.
Yes.
Okay. So,
of what? I'm so curious.
So,
I'm amazed.
We were at that concert last week.
A week ago today, at time of recording.
Yes, we were at a concert.
It's 4 hours long.
And we went for the opener, who I love, and you ended up loving
him.
He's phenomenal. Josh Joplin, check him out. He's great. I've loved him.
All his of
music
his bands
for 25
so
years. So we went for the opener.
He was on Scrubs, well, his music was.
The main act, though, was this other band that I didn't care about, but we stayed to be polite and played, like, the longest fucking 2 hour set.
What and a mistake we made.
This was folk music. Why are we
was
here for
it?
2 hours? Well, no, it wasn't. It was supposed to be, but it wasn't. Okay? Did not like them. But the whole thing with this is the bass guitar was so fucking weird. Did you notice it?
I did not. I was not watching Pancho or Paco.
Pancho? I don't remember the guy's name.
His family runs a wildlife refuge in South America. That's fantastic.
Which is very nice. He seemed like a nice guy. Not at all like the lead singer of that band who seemed fucking awful.
Oh, I never want to be in a room with that man again.
No. It didn't have, like, the head of the guitar?
Oh, it was,
like cut off.
The keys on the bottom then? Or keys on the neck?
I don't know.
Where are the keys?
I don't know, but it did. It just, like, you know how, like, okay, like, it goes up and then there would be, like, the top part. It was just like it was chopped off. I was so confused by his bass guitar. I was like, where are the other parts? Where are these parts that are supposed to be there? It doesn't look like they're behind it. It doesn't look like they're hidden. It doesn't look like they're at the bottom.
I was so confused by his bass guitar as the failed sequel to While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I mean,
it was really wordy.
I was gently weeping during that whole show. Well, because my back hurt so bad. Those seats were so uncomfortable. We should have left after Josh Joplin. He was so good, and then everything else wasn't.
We should have left when most of the band left, and it was just the main guy for a few songs.
And the worst rendition of Blackbird I've ever heard in my life.
Jail. Jail for 1,000 years.
But check out Josh Joplin.
Yes.
He's great. Check out his one side project, Among the Ash and Oak.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. Yeah.
Everybody who played Alan Wake already heard one of their songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what I thought of, is that damn guitar was weird.
We'll go back to Enterprise.
I think Enterprise has, like, the best opening that goes a different direction from the traditional Star Trek openings.
You mean like the opening credits sequence? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I've heard that.
It's got that song.
It's got lyrics. It's like the only one with lyrics.
It's got like a meaningful montage. It's good. You know what's better? It's much better than the Picard one. That's some long drawn out shit. What is with the trend of shows having really, really fucking drawn out credits that are like...
They're all bad. They're all from the same, like, 1 to 3 effects houses.
Where, oh, we're starting with this one imagery, and then it's this, like, continuous traveling thing through imagery, and then, oh, look, we've made a big image with the image!
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Shogun.
That's American Gods, that's American. Shogun. The worst part of watching Doom Patrol is just sitting through the opening credits. At least it doesn't pull out into a big thing
it's so long. I don't want that. I want catchy theme music.
Yeah, maybe
fast
with
montage,
words.
Maybe with words. We're done and over. Okay? What I don't want is on a streaming service for the song to change Invisible Man Season 2 on Roku.
I love you.
I love you. Very disappointing. So Bridger calls up the UEO dude who is dealing with the competition that this is associated with.
Mm-hmm,
is part being designed and developed for a competition that is supposed to be from the private sector only for developing a single rider thing.
Something to fill the purpose of the Stinger, right? Yeah.
Yeah. One
single capacity, super fast, super maneuverable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I'm taking Lucas's side. I'm calling it the Stinger.
Yeah.
I'm infected.
The Stinger. We've already been calling. Everyone's calling it the Stinger. We had a thing named the Stinger like 4 episodes ago. I would like to know who messed up there, but you know. So Bridger wants to have the list of like the competitors in this competition because he's like, someone sabotaged it. Like,
yeah,
something's going on.
Like Lucas got dragged out of the.
Oh wait, I jumped. Sorry, I jumped. I totally jumped. I jumped to him talking. There's a scene before that. That's why this happens.
Okay.
So it goes from.
All right, but what about that tilt coaster going at Cedar Point?
Absolutely no.
What about Siren's song? Siren's Fury? Siren's something. That Siren's doing something.
I love roller coasters. I absolutely love them. What I cannot stand is ones that involve tilting.
You don't like the forced anticipation before the drop.
No. I want to hold on for dear life. And scream with my heart.
You want to go up, you want to go down. You don't want to be held and dangled for a bit first.
No, I want, let's go fast, let's go furious, let's go ferocious.
Yeah, all those F words.
I want to...
You want to enjoy the F words on a roller coaster.
I want to yell fuck the entire time.
That's one of them.
Yes.
How about friendship?
And I want friendship. Yes. Yes, I do. I want some friendship. I don't want ones, though, that just stop and make me think they broke.
How about theming with a silent F at the front?
Sure. Six Flags doesn't do a lot of that great, but sure.
Batman and the Dark Knight are the best ones.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways,
People don't realize, people from the coast don't realize how broad a brush they paint when they say the Midwest.
It drives me nuts.
Because the Plains region and the Great Lakes region are very different.
They are not the same.
Geographically, very different, which leads to, through like history and commerce, very different cultures.
Mm-hmm. It's incredibly different, and it drives me up a wall. When they're just like, the Midwest, and they're like, this includes...
And they mean, like, everything from the Dakotas to Pittsburgh?
Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, absolutely not! This is not how it works! And really, like, yeah, I mean, it comes down to... It's, yeah, it just kills me. So, that's where I also get confused. I'm like, what's the bottom of the barrel? Is it Ontario?
Doesn't even count.
Or Erie?
I would say...
Those are the, like, forgotten ones.
Lake Erie has Cedar Point in it.
Lake Erie has Cedar Point.
Like, in it.
Yeah,
in it.
Okay, so it's Ontario. Ontario's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Ontario. But...
Also, like...
Don't you hate on Lake Huron.
I was just gonna say, there are better provinces than Ontario, if you want to talk about land Ontario.
Probably.
Prince Edward Island is your favorite province, yes! I know this. That's where Goose Pike lives.
I want to go to Prince Edward Island so bad.
Okay. We'll go.
I want to go. It looks fucking amazing. I would also like to go to some place in Canada other than Ontario. It's the only part of Canada I've been to. And it doesn't really count. When you live 30 minutes from it, it doesn't really, it's not as cool as it sounds. Like, I've been to Canada. It was faster to go to Canada than Detroit. That's not too thrilling.
Did you go to Canada, or did you go to just, like, Sarnia?
I have been all over, like, that area of Ontario.
Sure, sure.
We would drive across Ontario to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Because it saved you like 4 hours. But yes, I've been to Sarnia.
Sure.
And I've been to Windsor.
Oh, of course. That's where they put the bridges.
All the way through. Well, I just kept going, you know. Okay, where were we?
Undeniable sexual charisma of Malcolm the Dolphin.
Same with Roller Coaster Tycoon. Where was the money cheat on that? Because I just wanted to build shit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe build roller coasters that definitely were going to kill the guests.
Well, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun, too. Like, how can I make this a death trap?
Yeah.
Yeah, or make them puke. Either way.
Or, like, you hook up the exit cue wrong, and so people just, like, drop 40 feet to their deaths when they get off the roller coaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always screwing that up.
Like, on purpose? Or
no, accidentally.
You just didn't realize that it was in the right spot?
I would, you know, open the ride, and it'd be like, I'm proud of this ride. And then everyone starts dying. And then I, like, rotate the view 180 degrees, like, oh, well, there you go. Did it again.
That did it. Dang it.
It's the sort of thing that doesn't show up in testing.
It's true. They don't tell you, like, hey, that's 3 stories below where it should be.
Drink your sleepy apple juice.
You know the Pride and Prejudice, like, anniversary swag where
there's
I showed you this.
When was this?
This is just, it's out right now. You can get it right now. It's an anniversary year of Pride and Prejudice. And they have a t-shirt and a pin that's the hand.
Oh, of course.
The hand flexing. I want the pin. They also have a candle that smells like potatoes for that scene.
So it's just like it's starchy.
It's like titled like whatever his line is of like these excellent boiled potatoes. It smells like excellent boiled potatoes or something. And I assume it smells like potatoes. I don't. I mean, it's kind of buttery? I don't know. All I know is they got the hand flex. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, never has a hand been so attractive. So then back on our ground crew.
Yes, yes.
Okay, they're not
kidding. You don't want to call them the Brody Boys?
No.
No.
No, because then it's going to make you be like, the boys, the boys, the boys. And I don't like that as a running bit, honestly.
No? Okay.
You can call them the, what's the food?
Paella?
You can call them the Paella Boys. Okay. I'm fine with that.
But that's a different group of boys.
I know, okay. But you were doing the boys, the boys, the boys for that. I don't like the boys chant.
Okay. It's from Romeo plus Juliet. It's from the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love Romeo plus Juliet.
There's a song, there's a point in one of the songs where it chants, the boys, the boys.
Doesn't play as well.
No, okay.
So I think in the last episode you did it like 12 times.
There was a lot of boys.
There was a lot of boys. I mean, you can do it if you really want to, but... I don't want to take away your fun.
Okay.
That's why I'm not calling them the boys. They're the ground crew.
The ground crew.
Also, Brody's not cool enough.
Oh, no.
Poor Ortiz. He should be a paella boy. I always think that at the Museum of Science and Industry, which is where has the Tesla coil here in Chicago, that the, like, airplane they have will have more things for me to play with, and it doesn't.
The airplane that you can like go in.
Yeah. I always
know.
Like, yeah, there's gonna be like things I can flip on and off. No, there's really not. It's kind of disappointing. Same with the sub. They like don't let you touch everything on the real U-boat. It's a shame.
I know your favorite part of the U-boat exhibit is the video, the time-lapse video.
I love the time-lapse video.
Of how they put it in the little underground bunker they built for it.
I don't care how many times we go there, I will always stand there and watch the time-lapse video of the boat going in the ground. It is great. It's the best thing. If I could buy a copy of that, I probably would. You actually probably can buy a copy of that. I'm sure the gift shop has it.
Wasn't that fun? I think that was fun. Play a little game and try to figure out which episode each one came from. They were presented in chronological order as a hint. But next time you hear from us, we will be talking about the next episode of Sequest, titled By Any Other Name. And keep an eye on the Blue Sky account to be certain of when to expect it. While you're out there, we do, again, appreciate if you leave us a rating and review. Thank you very much. And most of all, when you tell a friend about the show, we're having fun, you're having fun. Don't you want to share the fun around? Come on, be a good friend. And hey, since you're such good friends, why don't you cross your fingers and hope we have a good time trying to meet Captain Hudson tomorrow? The next day? I'm not sure what our plan for this con is yet, but we'll figure it out. And in any case, I'll leave you once more with this. For beneath the surface lies the future.